when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. We discussed the true meaning of la'n, also the true definition of the word al, and how and why we have translated it into clan of and tribe. And we started introducing Ziyad and Marwan in order to get to know their al and their tribe and clan. In the previous episode, we discussed Ziyad ibn Abi. We said that based on historical records, Ziyad is the product of Sumayya, a slave girl who worked during the Age of Ignorance. He was born in the house of Ubaid, and he was called Ziyad ibn Ubaid. And thereafter, Muawiyah attached him to himself as a brother. When the empire of Umayyah fell, he came to be known as Ziyad ibn Abihi, which means Ziyad, the son of his father, and also Ziyad ibn Sumayyah, and his technonym was Abu al-Mughayra. This action of Muawiyah, attaching Ziyad to himself, was clearly contrary to the Islamic law, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had said, "Al-waladu lil-firash." وَلِلْعَاهِرِ الْحَجَرِ. The born child belongs to the bed where it was conceived, and the adulterer must be deprived. So, since Sumayya conceived Ziyad while she was the wife of Ubaid, it was legally incorrect of Muawiyah to attach Ziyad to Abu Sufyan and consider him as his brother. According to the Islamic laws, Ziyad should be taken as the child of Ubaid, and Abu Sufyan has no relationship to him whatsoever. Imam Hassan alayhi salam, addressing Ziyad in the presence of Muawiyah, is reported to have said, وَمَا أَنْتَ يَا زِيَادْ وَقُرَيْشَ. O Ziyad, what relation do you have with Quraysh? لَا أَعْرِفُ لَكَ فِيهَا أَدِيمًا صَحِيحًا وَلَا فَرْعًا نَابِتًا. I do not know that you have with them a legal origin, a growing branch. وَلَا قَدِيمًا ثَابِتًا وَلَا مَنْبَةً كَرِيمًا. I do not know that you have with them a firm step or a noble source. And Imam continues, بَلْ كَانَتْ أُمُّكَ بَغِيًّا تُدَاوِلُهَا رِجَالُ قُرَيْشِ وَفُجَّارُ الْعَرَبِ فَلَمَّا وُلِدْتَ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ لَكَ الْعَرَبُ وَالِدًا. And this is really interesting. Imam tells him, your father was unknown. Muawiyah was present at that time in that gathering. And Imam says that thereafter, this one, pointing to Muawiyah, he claimed you as his brother after the death of his father. So Imam tells him, you have no pride. Sufficient for you is Sumayya, and sufficient for us is Allah's apostle and my father, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the doyen of the believers.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this Ziyad was known to be one of the tyrants who committed so many atrocities against the lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam during his lifetime. In the beginning, Imam Ali alayhi salam, during his caliphate, chose him as his governor in Fars, and he was warned by Imam alayhi salam to beware of the deception of Muawiyah, but it seems he took things pretty lightly. Afterwards, he was subdued by the guile of Muawiyah, and he was overturned in his loyalty to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah placed him as his governor in Kufa and Basra, where he began slaying and torturing the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. History records that he killed 100,000 Shias of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In a letter to Muawiyah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam enumerates some of his atrocities and says, Imam tells Muawiyah, ثُمَّ سَلَّطَّهُ عَلَى الْعِرَاقَيْنِ فَقَتَعَ أَيْدِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Thereafter you made him, Imam is referring to Ziyad, you made him dominate al-Iraqayn, Imam says, Kufa and Basra, and he severed the hands of faithful. Imam continues, he crucified them under trunks of date palms. It is as if you are not from this Islamic nation, and the nation is alien to you. أَوَلَسْتَ صَاحِبُ الْحَضْرَمِيِّينَ الَّذِينَ كَتَبَ إِلَيْكَ إِبْنُ سُمَيَّةَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى دِينِ عَلِي. Were you not responsible for the Hadhramis from Yemen, about whom the son of Sumayyah wrote to you, and he said that they are the followers of religion of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and you wrote to him back and told him to kill whosoever is in the religion and opinion of Ali alayhi salam. This, dear listeners, is only a part of what Imam Hussein alayhi salam says to Muawiyah in a letter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love you.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.